fucking thing happened with his skull tattoos when they got pushed out. It's just like, yo, at what point? I'm purchasing your art. It's my art now.
Yeah, it's on my body. And they're scanning my body. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
Welcome to Circle of Jerks. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. With our last tainted election show before the election, the actual tainted election show. Our last pre-tainted
the pre-taint.
Election.
Pre-taint.
It's a pre-taint.
Yeah.
It's the balls.
We like to pre-taint. It's right before it, you know? It's
right like, before. Yeah. Like, it's the crevice between your balls and your taint. That's where we are lying right now.
Gross.
Really? They both made the weirdest faces in the world on camera. If you guys don't know, we're on YouTube. Go find that.
Yeah, go look at
because
that face.
They don't like what's Famunda.
I don't like pre-taint. I'm not really into that.
Pre-taint.
Pre-taint. Can we fucking Urban Dictionary that?
I'm sure
on
we
it.
Can.
On it.
What was the other word we Urban Dictionary?
I don't remember.
We made up something. I forgot what it was.
Mine never get published.
It got the other one got published.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
It was something on...
It was something stupid.
It was something stupid.
Story of our lives.
Yeah. but speaking of stupid, I really think I could be president if people gave me the right money and everything else.
I feel like, you know what, though?
Pre-taint? You found pre-taint or me being president?
And both. So it says pre-taint on Urban Dictionary.
God damn it.
The fleshy area between the male's sexual organs, cock and balls. So it's not the area between the balls and the asshole. It's the area between the cock shaft. And the balls. And it says girls love a shaved pre-taint.
It's very true. I make sure my pre-taint is nice and smooth.
Well, as you can see, we've all shaved our pre-taint to make you this episode. You're welcome, ladies.
So, Bobby, to rotate to you saying you could be president. Now, I feel, and I'm just obviously just saying
you're
this,
just gonna
I'm gonna shit on this,
deny
but
me.
But I think you're smart, definitely smart enough to be president. I'm not denying that.
I probably have more education than some of the presidents. Yes,
that's very true. But I know for a fact by doing this show with you for however many years that you've said some things on here that would get you canceled immediately.
Doesn't matter. I'm charming enough to get out of it. I mean, there's rapists in office. Calm down. I haven't raped anybody.
And apparently one running again, so.
Yes, according to new accusations. Oh, dog just took out camera almost. let me tell you a story about a government class. I think I was like, I might have been a junior, maybe a senior, to where I ran a political thing. This is how I got an A in the class. I did two things. I won the election.
Nice.
And I registered to vote. That's how I got an A in the class because I hardly ever went to class.
What did you promise them to win the election?
So I ran...
Unopposed?
No, unopposed. I eliminated every person running against me.
Wow.
Eliminated them? Like took them out?
Yeah,
100%. I was school shooting way before it was popular.
Oh, my God. Okay, Columbine.
Yeah, the Columbine kids ain't got nothing on Bobby D.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby killed his whole class to win the student election.
Yeah,
who got an A?
Got an A.
So it was 97-98, the age myself.
Damn.
So we're in prime wrestling territory, of course. Okay. So my party affiliation was the NWO. And I ran under a platform of how I wanted to take abandoned children and homeless people and teach them trades and to create a better infrastructure for the United States.
Okay.
Not a bad plan.
All right. So you were going to take homeless people and teach them a trade, teach them a job.
Wait, were they going to get paid though?
I was giving them education, bud.
So their pay. Yeah.
I was giving them home, food, and giving them jobs, taking them off the streets.
Which basically gets them paid.
This sounds a lot like slavery.
It's amazing what I can convince people of when you say the right things.
Here's the thing, okay? I see where Steve's going with this.
No,
but
it was 100% slavery. I bet somebody I could run and get slavery kind of put back in.
It's all in the narrative.
And it's all in the narrative.
Yeah.
I just talked about the homeless people of Phoenix and how they always had to run back from Flagstaff to Phoenix to deal with the weather all this other stuff. And, you know, we see them struggling for food and begging on the side of the road. What if we were to bring them together and make this community of people, teach them a trade and have them go out and work and create the infrastructure we need to keep this country
going. But they never, ever get to stop making the infrastructure.
Here's the thing.
Forever.
Okay. Here's the thing.
It's an endless cycle of homeless people. Then I raise taxes. Other people go homeless.
And it's an endless cycle of repairing roads.
Hold on. Let's look at this logically, though. Okay, let's say, for example.
I was 17 at the time.
I understand. I'm not knocking. Because if you remove the horrible slavery aspects of not paying them, this actually could work. And the way what I mean by that is, if you take the homeless people, let's just say we're just going to use a number that's easy, 10. Okay. Let's say you take 10 homeless people. Obviously, there's more than that, but you take 10 homeless people and you school them how to do a trade. Let's say you teach them to weld. Uh-huh. Okay. Now they have
the
skill.
Best crack pipes ever.
Dude, sick as crack pipes. Those motherfuckers, heaters, dude. just absolutely heater pipes, dude.
To cook this shit
Fuck
real quick.
Yeah, dude, you get super high on this. You teach them to weld, okay? And now they have the skills to go and actually get a real job.
But not under Bobby's.
I understand, but I'm saying I'm talking about if we stepped away from his maniacal plan of
okay.
But I'm saying it's almost
like the military. We pay people peanuts, we give them room and board.
But then you're also teaching them a skill. Okay. It's not a bad idea. Like so for example, my buddy just got back from Jordan.
Being homeless. Okay?
No, he wasn't homeless. Okay. He was
building
deployed.
Infrastructure.
Yes, technically. He was in Jordan. He was deployed. He's a 68 whiskey, but he went into the army to learn medical. That was his goal.
Okay.
And now he's back and that's where he's going for a job in. So they taught him a skill. He mm-hmm. went to an absolute armpit area for fucking 10 months. And that's where he was there when Tower 21, that drone explosion mm-hmm. was like 20 feet from where he sleeps. And now he's back. And that's what he's going to do for a living is something in, you know, healthcare or, mm-hmm. you know, medical or whatever.
It's going to be a MRS.
Probably. Who knows? But the thing is, like, I can see that working. Obviously, like I said, if you remove the maniacal over the Lord, you know, slavery tones and just give people like you did that sound was more like, damn it. They're not buying it.
See, the key here, Ryan, is never let facts get in the way of good story.
I understand that.
Exactly. And I think that's what the lesson was. And I learned that. 25 years ago or however long ago it's been that I graduated.
How quick did you swerve those people into like, thinking that was a great idea.
Look, as big of an asshole as I am, I can be real charming when I want to be.
That's true.
I tell people sometimes, it's like when I don't want to get on the microphone, I'm like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I got to go pretend to be charming for an hour.
You know what? I've seen it firsthand. I feel
it's usually with wait staff and stuff like that.
It's wait staff or when we're at Comic-Con. I saw it for years. Going to Comic-Con, like you schmoozing people over pretty single-handedly, like without even breaking a sweat. Like, guys, I'm not blowing smoke. It 100%.
I'm not blowing smoke on my pre-tank.
Yeah, on his super meth crack pipe that, the you know, the welding meth crack addicts. I don't know how the homeless people just went to meth addicts, but not all of them.
With
super crack pipes.
Super crack pipes. Sounds like a fucking horrible CW storyline on a DC thing. I don't know. It's just amazing because I think that's what we get down to in the grand scheme of things is that most of these people, like we kind of talked about yesterday, we don't know what they're running on. They're either running on hate or running on personality. And it's whether you like somebody's personality or not. And you know, like our probably our favorite part of the internet. And a lot of times we'll send stuff back each other forth with each other going, hey, look at this Instagram, but look at the comments.
The comments are
the best part. Now, we watch all these political ads where it's just like Ryan Denton hates dogs because he only owns two cats.
Not true.
But does it matter?
No, because
that's how it goes.
Don't matter.
Steven does not believe in family values because he doesn't want to get married or have kids.
True.
But you know what I mean? They make those like just bold ass statements. So imagine if they make those statements to where it's just like we talked about the Kamala Harris let a trans man become a woman based on being in prison. And she's like, that was one person, bitch. Like, who cares? like, you know, and having them respond on why they did it. It's like always like one of those things is like, and I'm Donald Trump and I'm Kamala Harris and I approve this ad.
So I wonder, do you actually think they actually watch the ad, or it just gets approved by like their party? And no.
It's the campaign people.
I think there's three people like us in a fucking room and we're like figuring out how we could talk shit to people.
It's a publicist. It's a PR person. It's someone from a legal background to Bobby's point to vet things, because there's a line in which you got to be careful you don't cross in terms of slander and libel and all this other shit. It's a calculated machine.
Well, and if you look at like, I don't know if you guys have seen some of the latest ads where they'll be like, Donald Trump's been doing this one to where they're just using old Kamala Harris clips, and then Kamala does it too, to where they just use an old clips.
Like, I love those.
There's people that are basically using little snippet fucking apps to cut things out and be like, Donald Trump's going to give billionaire cuts. Y'all rich, I'm going to give you money back. And that's Kamala Harris approves this ad.
Completely out of context clips.
100%. Yeah. And it's almost like, and in this day and age, I mean, that's all it is. It's professional shit talkers. Three of us could be fucking making bank.
Yeah, we could be making bank, but it's not even just professional shit talking. It is quite literally just propaganda. It's, you know, we looked at those little flyers that we've been getting in the mail last week, and when Bobby brought them in, and the only difference is they're just showing up in our mailbox. And sometimes
and
maybe
not digital,
and maybe sometimes they stick them in your door. No, but you know, 50, 60 years ago, and maybe in certain nations still today, it just didn't show up that way. They were just dropped from airplanes, right? It was just propaganda being dropped. And but that's what it is. It's just propaganda.
Trump just dropped shit on everybody. Look
at this. Why is it that you think the Germans are the ones? It's the U.S. They're telling you the wrong things.
Yeah. As they drop candy bar. Like, the U.S. did that. Again, here's my, like, German thing. I believe U.S. dropped candy bars over Germany to prove that we're not here to kill you, all of you, just the Nazi fucks.
What kind? Like Nestle Crunch?
I don't know. I'm sure Nestle would have some kind of Hitler bar if it was.
It's probably something shitty like Zagnut or something.
Oh, God, this is a shitty. You imagine? Like,
oh, the Kraft Halloween candy left over got dropped on everybody.
The Americans drops the super Zagnuts on us again. We want the Nestle Crunches.
Or like the worst is like, here's candy corn. Go fuck yourself.
Whoa, hold on. Pump your fucking brakes. Candy corn and candy pumpkin slap, and I don't give a shit what you said.
Nerd candy corn now.
What?
100%. I saw it.
Where
on Instagram.
Is that?
I haven't found it yet, but I will, and I will eat it all.
Please, I need, just save me like a couple.
Just one.
Just a couple. I want to try one. That sounds amazing. You don't like candy corn? What about like circus peanuts?
No.
What? What about Swedish fish?
No.
Oh, you're horrible.
I don't like Swedish fish because I got caps and I'm always afraid they're going to
get
out.
Stuck. Yeah. What about, do you like the circus peanuts?
Swedes are just trying for my dental work.
Dude, that was the one thing. So not
the
like.
Swedish fish might be made by Nazi because they're trying to pull my teeth.
So they're made by the Swedes.
One of the craziest things. You guys know me. I love candy, right? Obviously, I eat candy in here when we're recording. I know it's a joke.
What did you have before?
Sweet tarts.
I had sweet tarts. So I love candy, right? So when I went to Sweden,
did they taste different?
No. So
they're American fish.
It tastes like halibut, trout.
This tastes like bad pussy.
This is fucking terrible. This is rainbow trouts. It's American rainbow trouts. No, so their candy there is different. It's all like gummy type candies. It's not, you know how we have like,
well, Harbor,
you know,
or whatever it's from.
Right. But what I'm saying is like
gummy, you know, gummy, or like, kind of like how Japanese candy is all squishy and marshmallow.
No. It's like gummy. So like, so it was really interesting. Like the, you know how here we have like hard candies and gum, like all these different types of candies, right?
Yeah. For different age ranges.
Right. Sure. So like they
hard candy, old
Sweden,
original.
Sweden is just like, I went to the candy section and it's just literally just like gummy candies. And I'm like,
Variety.
I'm like, where's the fucking hard candies and shit? Like, and one of the, so what I had was called Bila, and it is which Bila means car.
Yeah.
And it is, they do like,
that was like transmission.
Well, they're little cars, right? They're little teeny cars. Yeah. They're shaped and whatever. And they, each one's different flavors, right? And they have like sour ones and whatever. But on the package, I don't know why I'm going on this rant for this, but the package, it says Sweden's number one selling car. Because they sell like little cars.
They're like little micro machines. They're like little micro machines.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, the candy was really good, but it was just, weird.
When I got back from Germany, I stopped liking chocolate because I had better chocolate over there than I did here. And people always like, why did you stop liking chocolate? I was like, because I had Kinder eggs and stuff like that, like with real toys in them that kids over here supposedly choke
like,
on.
Like
real chocolate.
The chocolate. Real chocolate, yeah. Was the chocolate just like unbelievable?
Oh, yeah. Straight out of the river.
Were there Oompa Loompas too? Oh, 100%. Like, little fat kids falling in.
They were part of my slave work package.
Didn't you know?
Oompa Loompa, Oompa
Would you know Willy Wonka was also a slave owner?
Yeah.
Technically he was.
He was. Didn't you know the Danube? I mean, it's just pure chocolate, dude.
Ah, damn. Dude, I will say this. One of the things about, I'm not a big chocolate guy by any means, but in Japan, you can make your own Kit Kat. So they have Kit Kat stores, and you can actually go in and like make your own like bar of Kit Kats, dude. Obviously they have all the different Kit Kats there, right? Flavors, or whatever. But like, and I'm gonna tell you the best one I had out of all the ones I've had was grape.
Mm, I can believe it.
Purple.
It was purple Kit Kat. Purple Kit Kat, motherfucker. So, sorry, that was a fucking weird tangent we just went on.
Well, we are not only the gayest show on the network, we're the most ADD show on the network.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Where do we want to go? I don't know.
We'll get there eventually. Fuck, that's great.
Election stuff, ballots.
Oh, yeah.
I got my ballot here.
Did you fill it out?
No, not yet. I was going to let Harley do it.
You got
Make sure
she writes in Billie Eilish.
Well, make sure you give her the proper pen because they'll reject it.
Yeah, well.
What does it need to be? A number two pencil?
I think either that or a black pen. I don't
Use
think they'll
black
even...
or blue ink, no red ink.
Yeah.
They put in a Scantron that they used to use back in like 1955.
Yes, this is it. This
That's
is
a
our,
Scantron ballot. Ballot. Look at that thing.
Two fucking pages in Arizona.
Mine's been sitting in my office for like a week now.
I just opened it and I had to put my glasses on because the fucking thing's so little to read.
He had to put his readers on.
He had to put his readers on.
Get them readers on. Hell, to whatever. Figure out Proposition 306
means. Plus 250s.
Yeah.
His readers and his magnifying glass.
No, he's got bifocals. He's got the magnifiers on the bottom.
But the ones from Walgreens.
Yeah, the Walgreens. He got the 10 pack.
They hang around my neck and they go over the middle.
They're half moon spectacles. Yeah, he thinks he's Dumbledore.
Yeah. Harley has a better.
Hey, hold on, Mike's bringing the.
Oh, hold on.
Studio.
Hold on, we have a. We have a Rayman Digital magnifying glass.
Fucking Sherlock Holmes over here.
Mike had to go get that in the bathroom.
This is
otherwise
how Mike,
he'll miss the bowl.
This is how Mike actually makes sure his pre-taint shaved.
No, it's that small. Yeah, we got it. You didn't have to do a me and explain the joke. Jesus.
This is amazing.
You can see. It's crazy, right?
He's going right on Amazon.
That motherfucker's ordering one of those. He'll be out.
Expensive one?
He'll be out tomorrow fucking killing ants. Damn it, he stole my joke, you motherfucker.
How many ants did you massacre with this that are impeding your garden out back?
Take this, you motherfucker.
Yeah. That is my fruit that can't grow in Arizona. But looking at Jesus, Mike.
Mike, why don't you just come sit down and get on the mic?
Yeah, why don't you? Come,
why don't you just join us? I mean,
he'll be here for the actual tainted election show.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be a first time where we dominate the Rain Man show. For tainted election, because you know,
I want to know what Mike thinks is expensive because these are like $8 on Amazon.
That's a lot of pesos.
Oh shit! Oh, he's got one with an LED on it. Yeah. That's when he really wants to shave his pre-tain
for nighttime porn use,
dude. Those are
nighttime PP.
Those are $12. Well, this one's $9.
Maybe you bought your magnifying glass when they were expensive.
With a book?
What book? War and Peace?
Yeah.
No.
Sherlock Holmes. It was a limited edition thing.
So
that came
you
with
can
it.
Look like Sherlock
when you're fucking reading.
It's like it's basically a magnifying glass with a ring light around. It's like $9.
It came with a DVD bundle that he got for the both Sherlock Holmes films.
Yeah, ripped off, dude. This one comes with a Dr. Seuss book.
Fuck, order it. Which book?
One Fish, Two Fish.
Red Fish, Blue Fish, baby. That's a good book.
How am I supposed to vote on the judges of the Superior Court when I have no clue who all... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Have you heard of Google?
Ryan, this whole side...
is judges.
Is judges. Google I'm going to put that up on camera. Now I'm going to put it out for Ryan.
Jesus, fuck.
Who the fuck?
Okay, you say who the fuck. There are people out there... That thing you're holding in your hand right now is their fucking life. And they know every motherfucker on there. And so if my uncle were still alive, he would know every fucking person on there and he would know everything
they're
about.
Patricia Ann Starr sounds like a porno actress.
That's a porn star.
She's getting in.
Well, yeah, she is. Yes. She's a porn star. Yeah, she's absolutely getting in. Or she's
but
getting
I just don't like, in like her. All the shit that I've gotten in the mail and over this, I have no clue what any of this stuff does. Plus, we start looking at all these propositions.
So do you have to vote all that, or can you just vote for the president?
You can just vote for whatever you want. It's not like it has to be completed.
Like, okay, so it's like I'm not going to lose like 500 points if I don't like...
No.
It's not an SAT.
It's not your SAT for 500 for your name.
For your name, right?
That's what I forgot.
Can you imagine not putting your name on the SAT?
What movie was that from?
I forget.
Blue Chips.
Is it Blue Chips?
I think so.
That's
the
one with Shaq, right?
Shaq forgot to put his name on his SAT.
That's a good movie, actually.
There's a website, and I'll be damned, I'm trying to find it right now.
To get an SAT score?
No. That actually will give you...
the people to vote for?
It goes through all the judges at the different levels, and then it tells you what their kind of quote-unquote record is.
I
want to
know who's running for alderman.
City alderman?
That's the Mormon church. We don't get that.
No, alder, not elder.
Alder.
Jesus Christ. I know you're getting old. Huh? An alderman is a guy that holds the casket when they're walking you.
Isn't you can that vote for
oh
them?
Oh my
God. Oh.
Yeah, but that's a pallbearer.
That Mike is the hucklebearer. An alderman is an elected member of a municipal council.
There you go. The only reason
what
I know
that,
the
what does that even mean?
It means a member of the county or borough council. Somebody sits on city council.
The only reason county I know council. The term alderman is from that Chris Rock movie where he's an alderman and he gets like nominated for like the presidential candidacy because they other like okay first of all that movie's actually really good. I love that.
I like how you have to justify the fact that you watched the Chris Rock movie that absolutely bombed.
Hey, I'm sure it was an absolute terrible movie, but I think it's funny. It's got Bernie Mac in it. He's great.
Well,
he just pink slaps people. Yeah.
I'm trying to find this website so at least if people are interested.
SublimeDirectory.com.
No, this one where you can find out your judges.
Do it on Mike's computer.
I looked at it before.
It's a Lime Directory? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's where everybody got all the good porn.
That's where I got the good shit, dude.
But like Proposition 313, referring to people by the legislation relating to the child sex trafficking sentencing. Like, okay, that seems like something I should.
I can't.
Wait, do I vote yes for sex trafficking or no for sex trafficking? I'm so confused.
Somebody help me.
Oh, a yes vote shall affect the eliminating of the current concurrent sentencing for class two. Okay, so they do explain it. But the fact is, with some of these propositions, they always have like caveats in there that they sneak in about like extra candy tax for Ryan.
Like, what's
Ryan? Are you weighing sex trafficking of kids or more tax on your candy?
I feel like both of those are coexisting with each other because candy and kids and
that's how you traffic kids.
Yeah. Hey, I got some candy in my van. Like, no.
We up the tax. They can't afford to seduce them with candy anymore.
That's a great idea, actually. Good Lord. I no wonder when you go to like the voting. Like the polls and the line is like outrageous. It's because the fucking ballot is 9,000 things. And people are like,
Well, and then not only does the ballot, they give you the books.
Right. And you're like, people are flipping through like, oh, what the
Yeah.
See all the way down. See. It's like a Scantron, right? Like you just,
I'm going to Christmas tree my ballot and turn it in.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, can I spell cunt in the ballot on the,
well, you can write in cunt. Uh-huh. Cunt McGee.
They'd be like, that's Kamala vote, right?
That's another one.
I mean, since Arizona somehow is magically going to take 10 to 12 days to count their votes. It's because all cunt votes are going to Kamala.
I'm fucking dead.
That's a lot of votes.
That's a lot of write-ins.
That's a lot of write-ins.
I mean,
I'm going to write in. I'm going to write in Steve.
Hey, well,
but no last name.
Just A Steve. My name is Jeff.
My name Jeff.
I don't know the whole, like I said, the whole ballot thing. And again, I have a bachelor's degree. I have a master's certificate. I have what, 3 associates. So I'm not like a dumb person. I'm an educated person.
God damn, son. I didn't know you had all these pieces of paper.
Exactly. That's all they are though. They're just like this ballot. I mean, absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. It just means I sat in school long enough to convince people that I was smart enough for them to give me a piece of paper. Thank you.
I have one of those too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I got it.
But the fact is, it's just like these ballots are so much, and it's just like I hardly wanted to see it. So I showed it to her and she's like, "What are these other two people running for president?" I'm like, "Oh, there's always the Green Party and the Libertarians. You just don't hear anything from them because they're not allowed to talk."
Yeah. They didn't get enough votes on the last election to talk.
They're basically indie wrestlers.
Yeah. But you know, but that's saying that they might be good though.
They could be good.
Yeah.
You'd never know.
No, because they're always the fall guy.
Yeah.
You never hear about them.
They're indie wrestlers. What promotion do they wrestle for?
Circle K crowd.
Circle K. They have their
inner wrestle for the people that are passing out the conspiracy theory papers at the JFK assassination site. I don't know. It's just the closer we get to election, it's just weird to see like how much of this stuff is turning. And then, like I said, to get this ballot and to look at it and go, holy shit, like
who are these people?
Who are these people? Like, and how am I supposed to determine whether I care or not? And what do you actually do? Like you said, which one of you is going to carry my casket when I die?
Yeah. Which alderman?
Yeah, which alderman is going to carry my casket?
That's it.
And the weird thing of it is, it's like when I was talking to Harley about the different parties that I was thinking, I was like, what is a Democrat and a Republican anymore?
They're complete opposite of where they both started.
That's the thing, though, right? Like so Ryan, define a Democrat.
Oh, don't.
Steve, define a Democrat. You will say it in a more politically correct way.
That's very true.
No, I literally just said it. The both sides have completely flipped to the opposite side of the spectrum to which they started. We don't.
What were they?
Okay, here's what they were supposed to be. Okay,
let's go back 10 years, 12 years.
Okay, a Republican is a conservative person who has conservative values. Usually they are, you know, looking at the world a little, like I said, conservatively. When you have then you have the Democratic Party, who is going to be very liberal. They're going to have more human rights, more... What's a couple words I'm looking for, Steve? Help me out here.
I think that sums
that's a pretty good
that
that's
sums a, it up.
That's
just,
where it was supposed to be.
That word liberal has just taken on such
a different meaning now.
Negative connotation.
A negative connotation. But the irony is, the founding fathers of the country
were incredibly liberal.
They were all incredibly liberal and based all of their framework on Greek democracy. And somehow, across the last
it's completely
near
changed.
300 years, it's just a fucking mess.
I think.
It's just weird. Like you're hearing all these people were like, the African American community is pushing towards Republican now because they're no longer feel like the Democrats represent them, or you know, vice versa. You hear all these people that are jumping back and forth between parties, and it's just like in my head, it's just like this wasn't what we grew up in.
No.
One was supposed to be more government, one was supposed to be less government.
Yep.
One was like you said, more conservative, more liberal, to where it was like, oh, we're more peace, we're more this, and every part of both of these groups have been radicalized on one side or the other, and it's just like, what the fuck's going
on? It's all radical, and if you take a step back, I would challenge anyone to really self-assess and go, on either side of the spectrum, does anybody represent me?
No.
No, 100%. I don't think anybody can represent anybody 100% of the way.
And
no.
That's a fair point, right?
No, I mean, like, if a candidate is literally on page with everything that you agree with, then that's just a fucking farce. It's never going to happen. Like, it's an age-old saying, you're never going to...
satisfy all the women you fuck.
Yes, that's basically the story of my life. They you're never going to make everyone happy. And I think the thing is, like,
and it's not about making everyone happy. It's about how do you make compromises sacrifices for the greater good for the vast majority of people. How can the majority of the people be taken care of?
Benefit. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, when you were looking at a candidate, let's just, you know, we'll go back 20 years, right? Like, you know, right when I was 18, you know, and they were right when I was able to vote for the first time. And, you know, it was more or less, okay, what does this candidate offer for me? And what am I looking at to vote for? And what do I care about nowadays?
And for you, it was war.
Fuck yeah. You know, kill them all. Let God sort them out.
But that's what it was.
It 20 years was. Yeah. So like, because, you know, 2001.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big deal, you know, but nowadays it's like Steve said, it's radical on both sides. So liberal side, it's, you know, if you don't agree with me, you're a bigot, racist, xenophobe. And then on the conservative side, it's like, well, what can we do to get God back into the country and be ultra, you know, gung ho about the United States? And
which is the opposite of what
any of them should be. So it's, I think the problem, I personally think the problem is social media and all these outlets.
It ain't helping.
It doesn't help. I think what it does is, like, I asked my dad, I actually had this conversation with my dad last election. And I said, Dad, when, you know, Ronald Reagan ran for president, was it like this?
No.
Was it so bad? Well, he probably was. But the thing is, I asked him, I was like, Dad, were you able to have a conversation with the opposite party? He said, yes, we were able to have a conversation. We could talk. And then that was the end of it. If I didn't agree, that's fine. It wasn't a big deal.
And you can't do that now.
I think the better question is, did he know if people were in the opposite party or not? I think with social media,
no one ever knew.
Like, you could just tell based on people's
the way they look
and they what they share and the way they react to things. You can almost tell what their party affiliation is.
You absolutely can.
And walking down the street, you really can't tell what people are.
Nope.
You know, it's like you'd have to have like more interaction. And I think the fact that social media has introduced us to way too much information about people that we probably don't even know, you know, I mean,
or never will get to know.
Yeah. Ryan's had arguments with people on the internet that I will not state that were selling pictures of themselves. And then calling Ryan like a misogynistic as they were taking advantage of dudes that would buy content. And it's just like, and I forgot even what the fight was about, but you just see this and you're like, dude, what you do on the internet and what you're talking to him about, you're talking out both sides of your fucking ass.
Yeah. It's an incredibly hypocritical, you know, view. I think the thing that kills me about all of it, even both sides, whoever you're voting for, one, I don't give a fuck. Pencil in whoever the fuck you want. I don't care. Like, I really, really don't. I'll have a conversation with you about it. And, you know,
don't
try to convince me. Like, I don't need that. And it's like, it's like you said, Bob, that today, in today's day and age, you could put 10 people in front of me and the way they dress and the way they look and the way they react to things, I could probably predict their voting pattern. Like, it is so, like, the
transparent.
It's so, yeah, it's black or white now. It's very weird, man.
It's so tribal that it would be no different than what we're about to face in a couple weeks of it's Yankees versus Dodgers.
Yeah, well, you got two Yankees fans.
I understand, but you get my point, right? So tribal, and people are so entrenched in their camp.
Sports teams,
yeah,
and it shouldn't be that way for politics.
It should absolutely
shouldn't be like, well, my dad grew up a Republican, so I'm a Republican, and I don't care what it is. Or my mom's a Democrat, so I'm a Democrat.
Right. Think for yourself. Yeah. Like, informed.
What happens decisions. Here is these people, and I'm going to talk from like our. Just in our group, like us three here, like I can tell you right now, it's very difficult for me. Like when I went to these like conventions that I went to this year, to be around a very liberal group of people, it's a very black and white outlook on everything, that every situation. There is no like, there is no rational thought. There is no like.
There's no discussion.
There's no discussion. It's you either are with us or you're against us. They are literally. And it's the weirdest thing, man.
And if you're not with them, and they can't convince you, then they want to oppress you into what they want.
Yep.
But by the same token, you hear it on the opposite side. No, yeah, sure, it's no. just about so, different but, topics.
What I'm saying is like
you're not there isn't acceptance anymore, and I think that's the issue is that I'm not a religious man, and I think I've said this on air before. My mom's first marriage was never annulled by the Catholic Church, therefore I was never able to be baptized.
Bastard child.
I was a bastard child in the eyes of God, and my dad told me when I needed religion, I would find God in my own way. I got to be about 15 years old. Somebody asked me why I wasn't baptized. I said, my dad said I would find faith in my own way, and I believe in myself more than anybody in this world. So who the fuck are you to tell me whether I need to believe in God or not? Because my faith comes internally. If you love God, you love God. I'm not here to hate you, but I found my power and my strength from it being from myself and my faith in myself. And that's all I've ever needed. And that should be good enough for anybody in the room.
I think the thing is like, it's very being who we are. And how we are, right? We do a show where we're ridiculous, right? I have a hard time being around people like that because I want to just throw gasoline on the fire and I want to watch them just combust and like lose their shit. And I think one of the things that makes it just makes me laugh that I think people are so into this shit and so, like you said, sports teamy with this shit that it's cringe. It's absolute cringe, dude. Like it, you don't have anything better in your life to worry about than this. And people will say, well, these are issues that are really important. You know what, man? Like, I hate to say this, but no matter who gets elected in a month, nothing's going to change. They're still don't give a fuck about you. They're never going to give a fuck about you. And all they care about is your vote and making more money. That's it. That they don't give a fuck. And they're going to tell you what they want you to hear. So that you vote for them. That's literally it. And I think the people that are so obsessed with this shit need to get a fucking life.
Yeah.
Personally, sorry. I didn't mean to like get serious there, but it's just true. Like that's the way I feel about it now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just is weird. And just like I said, the party affiliation and being stuck with one side or the other is just, and you just see the Gallup polls and how month to month it changes to where like 41% are independent. Now 30% are Democrat. And then this percentage is, 33% is Republican and all these other things. And you're just like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you. So I wanted to talk to our 11-year-old political correspondent and figure out, what she knows about
what's she voting for
about the candidates and what's going on. So,
oh my God.
I talked to Harley today, and this is what she had to say. Okay, well, that's what she knows about Kamala.
Let's hear. What does she know about Trump?
Let's see what else she knows. Okay, well, what else you got, Harley?
She's not wrong. That's exactly.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's see what else she has on the political side. Okay. Carrie Lake's a local person.
Yep.
Who wants to, ban abortions for rape and incest. Okay. What else you got, Harley? Okay, Project 2025, so she knows about that. She got all these from YouTube.
Of course she did.
the ads in YouTube. Not like she's looking for them.
No, she's trying to watch whatever kids watch.
She's trying
on
to
YouTube.
Watch Roblox videos.
She's trying to watch whatever reels or whatever, and these ads are coming up, and this is what she knows about the election.
It's infecting this young child's brain.
100%. I don't even know if she knows what incest is, but she knows that if you get have a baby based on incest, that
you're stuck.
Wow.
And she's 11. This kid should be sitting there watching videos about Roblox, like Ryan said, playing with her friends, playing Barbie, listen to whatever kids listen to these days.
Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah. And instead she's getting inundated with this nonsense and her brain is being poisoned.
11 years old. I was watching wrestling, WCW.
Dude, I was playing like Mario Kart.
I was with video games and playing outside till the streetlights came on.
Learning that my wiener gets hard.
I didn't realize.
I was 12, actually.
I think I was like 13.
Did you have incest?
14.
What? No, I mean, you can get a boner, dude. Yeah. No.
Mike, are you okay? Well,
Mike seems disappointed that Ryan didn't know his dick got harder before.
Yeah, but I think you don't realize.
You knew it was a boner, but you didn't know why it was a boner.
Yeah, yeah. Now, 12, I knew why I got a boner.
I think that's a whole other show to where we have to do the who, what, when, where, and how of a boner.
Boners are a whole show, dude. That's an hour-long show.
A boner
origin story. Yeah.
It's got to be better than some of the Marvel things.
Boner man.
Well, have you figured it out yet, Ryan?
What?
Why you get a boner?
No, I actually still have no idea why.
Was it WCW wrestling?
It's clearly not to come.
I got my first boner watching Hulk Hogan wrestle Ric Flair.
It's so weird. I watch porn and I just don't even know what to do. I'm so confused.
I just beat it against my desk.
Yeah. I just, I mushroom stamp my desk. It's crazy.
Real world taught me what masturbation was.
Really? Which real world?
Seattle?
Yeah, the guy, I forgot what it was.
Season one?
13 or 14, I don't remember. And the guy kept talking about masturbation. I'm like, what's masturbation? Haven't stopped jacking off since.
Season one?
No, I don't know. It wasn't season one. It was, it might have been 3.
Okay.
Is that the one with Puck?
It was. I think it was Puck, and I think it was the black guy David was talking about masturbating.
Was that New Orleans?
No,
San Francisco. New Orleans was later, I think.
Yes.
That's the one with The Miz, right?
No, that was later, too.
That was Chicago, I think, or back to New York. One of the two. Anyway, it's sad that we know that. But again, so our 11-year-old minds compared to my daughter's 11-year-old mind, again, she's way smarter than any of us in the room.
Very true.
Well, but fair enough, but think about what our 11-year-old minds were like relative to the generation before us at
that age. Well, we also didn't have social media or phones or any of that
shit.
I'm
just saying, like, each generation or so at that age, because of the information that we're exposed to and have access to, you're going to see generation after generation be more intelligent in some capacity, but it comes with a heavy cross to bear.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Because like I said, we didn't grow up with that stuff. We didn't grow up with iPads.
And again, I want to let you know, I did not feed Harley. I said, I'm going to push record. You tell me exactly what you know about these people. And I did this bit with Mike on the phone, I was like, watch. And I walked up. She's playing Roblox on her computer. I'm like, Harley, what do you know about Donald Trump? Donald Trump's going to give taxes to his friend or tax breaks to his friends. Kamala Harris, let's go, people that end up raping and killing other people. And she's just yelling all this stuff out. But again, this proves that nothing positive about it.
No, while she's still playing Roblox,
she's still dominating whatever sling ball game she's playing.
I hope her mic was on so she was talking to.
She's doing political ads. She got banned.
She gets banned on Roblox for that.
So, and again, I think it always matters where you get your information from when it comes down to it because. Yeah. It's just like everybody swings like a certain way left or right when it comes down to stories. And Mike was talking to me today about just like all the different stories that are coming out and figuring out what side left or right they're coming from. And there's this website called ground.news that conglomerates like all the freaking news stories about the same topic and tells you if it's left-leaning, right-leaning, or like what the percentage of what websites are pushing the agenda. And this all came up because it was like, I don't know if you know, like Musk got hit with some accusations. Trump got hit with some accusations. It looks like the Democrats doing their same song and dance. They've went to page four of the playbook of, oh my God, it's late because he's leading the polls. What can we do? Let's leak all these stories. RFK Jr.
Yeah, slept with that that reporter or had an affair, and now you got Elon out there giving away money to buy votes, basically. Like,
yeah, well, he's
and everything is just happening right on Front Street.
Elon, dog, if you want to give me money,
you had to sign a petition, and then he was giving away $1 million.
You want to give me $1 million? I will vote for fucking Donald Duck. I don't give a fuck, dude. You can buy me, baby. Give me $1 million. I will sign whatever the fuck you want. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Who do you trust? Yeah.
But hey, it's always funny when you see, like I said, you see these different news stories come out and you're like, okay, like, why are we, it's reported on this way or it's reported on that way. And it's like, there's all these political slants going on to all these things.
It's the Hail Marys, dude. We're in the Hail Mary time.
Well, that, and it's just always one of those, what is the agenda here? And what happened to, like, you know, not to steal the old Fox News, where fair and balanced like thing. Like, what happened to journalism? It's not journalism anymore. It is, instead of fact spewing, it's let's spew facts and give my opinion at the end.
Technically, we're doing journalism right now.
Yeah. Informative, comedic.
We're journalists.
Yes.
Yeah. That word holds almost no meaning and hasn't for a long time.
I think more people are like us in the news than not.
Yeah.
The only difference is we do it with satire and comedy, and they spit it as truth.
So we're
wait, everything
like,
we've said isn't true? Holy fuck. I thought we were doing a real serious journalistic show here.
We're like, you shave your pre-taint?
Yeah. You don't? We're being true to life.
We're like a better Daily Show.
Yeah. We're definitely better looking.
It's only because your muscles and your tattoos are showing.
Yep. I did it on purpose.
I know.
I knew we were going to make fun of John
Stewart. Did you oil up your arms to come in?
No.
You should have.
You should have.
I should have, yeah. anybody got any baby oil?
You look a little ashy.
Do you got any tattoo cream. Rabbit like goo or whatever
I do
it's called?
At home.
Just rub it on and make it shine?
I use that on my pre-taint too.
Mm.
Smells like sandalwood.
Is that your line?
Sandalwood.
Yeah. Well, I know it would.
Sandalwood on a penis before?
you ever smelled a pre-taint before? This one smells like sandalwood.
And by sandalwood, I mean I rub my dick on my sandals.
But I just think, like, when you look at it, it's always amazing where you have to watch your news get from.
Yeah.
Like, I discovered this today. Remember how we said we didn't care about Taylor Swift saying that she's backing Kamala Harris? There is one group that we need to be very concerned of.
The furries.
Even worse.
The bronies.
ICP is backing Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I saw that.
So the Juggalos are out in force.
Juggalos,
man,
they're back.
Faygo, and they're fucking, yeah.
I hadn't heard anything about any Juggalo action for a long time.
Oh, man, there's still Juggalos
and
out there.
And they came out of left field, man, throwing support.
Yeah.
You know what is wild?
The gathering is now going to be a political rally for Kamala Harris.
Jesus fucking
Christ. What the fuck is Burning Man going to be?
I hope she paints her face.
Yeah. She gets out there. She's like, yeah, I'm here with the clown people.
And she got Faygo. She's got a thing of Faygo.
As she powerbombs Violet J through the fucking table. Yeah. They start getting poo thrown at her and stuff.
Dude, that would be so great.
But when I see that kind of shit, I'm just like, holy
that's,
shit.
That is,
like,
that's
the
a Donald
are
Trump.
More scary than the Swifties because they're actually old enough to vote.
That's true.
If they don't have a criminal record,
also, depends on the state because some states are alleviating that. But I mean, look, just that on its own.
Well, you don't need it.
Nothing against the Juggalos. Nothing against ICP.
No. Don't fucking get the hatchet man after us.
But
the net cutter.
Just listen to what you just said, where we're throwing out Swifties and Musks and ICPs and Juggalos and whoever else. This has turned into a fucking circus.
It's always
the literal clowns are here.
Yeah, literally. Dude, don't get the fucking Juggalos on us, dude. I'm not shitting on them.
I'm just saying, like,
oh my God.
This is where it's come to, where it's
this
just
is for the Juggalos and the Juggalettes.
Woo woo.
God, those videos.
Oh man.
how's you gonna jump on this refrigerator now?
Like, we're not having serious dialogue or serious conversation about any of it. It's just,
hey, you want to get serious?
Beyonce, I want to get nuts.
Beyonce will join Kamala Harris in Houston.
I don't fucking care.
But Jay-Z is going to be with Donald Trump.
I made that up. I mean, Trump was really close with P. Diddy, and P. Diddy was really close with Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's all connected all sides.
It's always blows my mind with how, like, everyone's like, man, Trump's so racist. But, like, before he even ran for office, he would do these, like, crazy, like, parties, and every single person that you were talking about right now, like Beyonce and Jay, would be at these parties.
Of course they were, like, because they were all part of child sex trafficking. Yeah, that. Allegedly.
Yeah, that.
Yes. Allegedly. Allegedly. Hey, I'm just saying what's in the news.
Allegedly.
Yeah. They were baby oil participants.
The amount of
And they ordered pizza and IKEA. Not IKEA. What was the furniture?
Oh, Wayfair.
Wayfair. Yes. They ordered desks from Wayfair.
That were filled with children.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at as a society, people?
We're not.
We're in the toilet.
Juggalos are voting.
Hey, they're allowed to vote.
They're allowed to vote because, you know, if you're a juggalo when you're 18 or 16, 15, and you made it to be 18 to vote, you've probably been through some shit.
Yeah, you probably have an 100%. Ulcer from all the Faygo you've drank.
I mean, there's probably an argument to be made that they have Faygo more life experience than a lot of people.
Faygo actually kind of slaps, depending on the flavor, actually.
Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Woo,
God.
God damn it.
Fucking juggalos.
The other thing that is weird is, like, so before 2000, most elections were certified within a day. This election, they are saying that we won't know who's going to be the winner till 10 or 12 days after the election. Oh, yeah, sure. What is that all about?
I would imagine, I'm guessing maybe a little bit hopeful, that they're just taking their time. There's no guarantee.
Due diligence to count the
cunt. And that's one for cunt. That's Kamala.
So hold on. It's
one
not that cunt. It's oh, not that those things were happening
Orange
in 20.
Man goes over here.
Okay. Cunt,
it's not that those things were happening in 12 or 24 hours years and years ago. That's not what was happening at all. It's what we got accustomed to believing because of all the news stations doing the projections based on exit polls.
Stop coming in here with logic, okay?
This is a sad story. I know.
They projected the Joker to make $75 million opening weekend, and how did that work out?
There you go.
What did it make? Like five?
I don't know. It's going to be on video in like 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch it.
No.
I'd rather... Never mind.
I think I'd rather watch that than the election.
I'd rather have someone shave my pre-taint with a dull spoon. That's how much I want to watch
Or a cheese grater to get all that Famunda.
It's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
It's good.
Would you like freshly grated cheese for your salad?
Tell me when.
It tastes like camembert.
It actually tastes like sandalwood. Yeah, we're on camera.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
We play it up.
God damn, man. I can't
act like I don't shower and make sure I look halfway decent before I come in here just because we're on camera.
I wore this sleeveless shirt on purpose.
Yeah. I put sleeves on purpose too, so my arms don't look as small. Why do you think my camera angle is only my head?
Well,
you guys know I actually have big old fucking rhinoceros?
Rhinoceros arms.
Rhinoceros. I was going to say hips.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
That's a new animal.
Woot, woot, woot.
Holy fuck, rhinoceros. Hip hop anonymous?
Hippo penis.
You gave him the easy ones. Oh my God. Hippo penis.
How the fuck
did we get a show?
Because we've outlasted the rest of Mike's hosts.
We're actually the ones that show up. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who do you think's going to win? Like, in the grand scheme of
like
things.
I'll tell you who's going to lose. All of the American people.
Honestly, truthfully, I think Trump is going to win.
I just don't care.
I don't either. I truly don't care.
I don't care either. Just half the reason my vote is still like my ballot is still blank and I haven't voted yet is because I don't know if I want to participate.
And the sad reality
is I want a DNP on this.
And the reality is that's exactly what they want is to have apathy and people to just give up and not care because the people at the very top that's controlling it could just keep doing whatever the fuck they want.
I quote unquote blew my vote when I was trying to get the third party to get enough funding.
That's what I did the last couple times around. I threw my hat in the ring to the third parties.
You're gonna vote for the Green Party this time or what?
They're not gonna get enough votes to get funded. So it's not like we're
how
not.
How many do you have to get?
Close.
It's like 20 million, isn't it?
No, it's like a percentage.
Oh, that's right. It's like
over like 10% or something
To even get on the ballot.
To get on the ballots, and then it's another threshold to get equal funding for the Democrats than them get. So
I think Trump is going to win. I think the polls that they're throwing out having Kamala be ahead are horseshit, kind of the same thing.
Well, you see them all Hillary. Over the place. Like if cuz I pulled up some of the polls here. And
it's the same thing with Hillary. And,
it's like Trump is up in three surveys. Harris leads in two. And again, it's always who you ask because one of them is like a Telemundo poll.
Yeah, so I was going to say nobody should take any stock in any survey. I don't give a fuck what it is. Surveys are so incredibly biased in terms of how the questions are written and framed. And it takes a very specialized person. I'm not saying if it was like a political strategist writing it, but again, now you have a different bias because they're trying to bend a narrative to their favor.
Right.
Don't trust any of that shit.
No, it's all bullshit.
Just don't.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. That's what I think. Who knows? I mean, fuck, who knows? And honestly, who gives a fuck? I think the fact that we won't know until 10 days after is...
I don't think that's a problem. I think we've been brainwashed to think it's a problem. They'd never had finalized results as quick as people have been led to believe.
I think it's a controversy over like the hanging Chad year.
Of course it is.
And then
I would rather them take their time, do their due diligence, count, recount, and count again.
But personally, like
it's not a race to see who won.
We're
in 2020
presidential race, bud.
We're in 2024, man. We can digitally press buttons now.
Oh, I know. There's countries that have that.
Yeah, the fact that we have to do paper and then they have to count them individually.
Dude, I was a student aide. You know how long it took me to run for like 50 Scantrons?
God.
Like 2 minutes. And I had everybody's answers. you put in the answer key first, then you run all the Scantrons. You got everybody's grades.
C, 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 C.
Then I go and input them. And then I didn't put my friends as a different grade.
So how long do you think it would take you to do like, 50,000 of those?
50,000?
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age, if I was doing in 1998, 50 in 5 minutes, 50,000, then they're probably the same amount of time.
In 5 minutes?
Yeah.
God damn, you're fast. No wonder you come in 2 seconds.
What?
Huh?
Once. I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And more interesting to see what the reaction of the country is going to be, whatever side wins.
This motherfucker's going to burn down, dude.
Because I don't think people are going to like whatever happens.
Go. I don't remember if we talked about it last week. Just go on Netflix. Go watch that movie, Civil War.
I watched Civil War.
Oh, I was going to watch Purge because I feel like that's what we needed.
Yeah. No, watch that movie, Civil War. It's interesting. It paints a bleak picture of what could possibly happen.
You mean what's going to happen? Yeah.
I don't want to say.
Civil War, this is on off subject.
That's the one called Glory, right? Oh, that's a different
I'm saying Civil War. It's got Kirsten Dunst
in it as a photojournalist. It's not.
She still looked good.
It's all right. I mean.
I would have kissed her upside down.
Yeah. That tooth would have got you.
God damn it.
So Civil War was not what I thought it was. I really thought it was going to be some kind of future dystopian like war thing, and it's not. It's about photojournalism and how war goes down.
Well, I mean, it is dystopian.
I know, but in my head, I meant like Mad Max type, shit, like bad, not necessarily an internal war with the country.
Gotcha.
It's good.
It's a good film. But either way, I don't think whatever happens, it's just going to be an interesting night and following couple weeks to, just to see what the aftermath is, because it's probably going to be just as entertaining as it was 4 years ago. So where whatever happens, happens, and we're just going to see civilization in America probably go down the gutter even worse.
I'd just rather watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, but I got robbed.
I feel like that's just as stupid.
100%.
But I was just hoping that Tyson would have murdered him right on live TV.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. If I got in the ring with Mike Tyson, one hit and I'd be dead. Dead.
That's what I was hoping for.
Me?
Not then, you, him.
Oh. Damn, that's fucked up.
I want real life gladiators back.
Yeah, that's how you want to solve everything?
Yeah, put them in the arena.
Let them fight that. It out.
And then I want to sit in the corner and give thumbs up or thumbs down.
Hell yeah.
My own electoral college.
Dead.
Release the Kraken.
Well, anyway, so that'll do it for our final pre-taint did election show. Intentional pause. Thank you guys for listening to our insane ramblings about things that I don't know if we know, but I don't know if anybody knows really.
We don't know shit.
Nobody knows shit.
Nobody knows. So we'll be back with our final tainted election show, election night, and we will be live on air doing what we do the best.
Are we going to watch it live?
100%. No, we're just going to guess. We're going to go live on the radio, but we won't actually know what's going on in the election. The election's happening outside right now. Then I'll cut to my 11-year-old correspondent and she'd be like, I have to go to bed. What are you talking about?
I can't stay up all night counting votes, Dad.
Yeah. I've counted these same 6 votes 7 times and they've come out 4 different ways. I don't know what's happening.
Jesus.
Government's happening, baby. Government. Anyway, we'll talk at you next time.
Bye-bye.